Hello?
Rom.
Yes, sir.
I saw a cable today on Guatemala that came in the White House 6-something last night. And I saw it about 1. I don't know what y'all's, how you handle those.
I can give you the case history on that, Mr. President. It came to us by telegram, teletype, and as soon as I saw it, I called the State Department, the watch officer over there, to be certain that they had gotten out a message to our embassy. This was we've received quite a few of these, but this one was very hard indeed. And the department watch officer cleared a message to the embassy, and Secretary Ball and Secretary McNamara talked about it, and today early this morning, they dispatched 15 additional Marine guards to the embassy to protect our embassy and our property, plus the message that went out to the ambassador on American personnel, plus American citizens in the area. Now, the fact that a message of that kind, we wouldn't have a standard rule as to how they would get to you. I guess our problem is we're afraid that we would just inundate you with messages of this kind. And in a case of that sort, frankly, that's exactly what I did, was to climb in and alert them to be absolutely certain that they'd taken appropriate action on it. I think that was in the early part of the evening. I could get the exact time.
Yes, 6-something. But if it had been 4 in the morning, I would have wanted to see something where they're really trying to plan action against any embassy anywhere in the world. I don't care what it is. If something is as hard as that,
it was very
something that I ought to know something about. And I see too much crap to miss something like that.
Right.
And it's not important now, and I'm not lecturing anybody, and I don't want to quarrel with
priceless guidance to us.
I just sure do want it. Now, I noticed cable 1149 that the first notice I got of this situation in Dominican Republic, it sent at 2:50, and it got here at 3:30,
right.
And I got it at 4:45.
Well, again, sir, that was a question of judgment, and it may well have been wrong, but the rationale for it was that this was the occasion when Taft Bennett backed away. Earlier, he'd sort of flirted with the idea of sending the Marines in, and in this particular message, he said, "I don't believe the situation justifies action at this time," as I recall it. And
well, when you get something like that, the team halfway close to that, you get it up to me. Now, I rather think that he was planning to give it to me in the meeting at 4:45. That may have been it, because we had a meeting set.
And it was running a little late. We tried to reconstruct exactly how you got
4:30,
it.
4:30,
that was a guess.
The meeting was supposed to get, and he brought it in about 4:45, 4:40.
Right.
But I would say let's err on sending too much up there and then flag it. Mark something here and say, just get your red pencil and mark danger.
Right.
Whether you miss it or not, let me have them.
All right, sir. The one on the flash, I think, is about the minimum time that will take us. That one was from 5:23, and we estimated that it took 7 minutes to get it from the situation room here up to into the meeting where Bundy handed it to you immediately. But from the time that we get it, it's just physical movement in a case of that kind. That was the critic four, the physical movement of determining where you are and getting a courier who's always on duty there.
Okay.
I wish we could have been more help last night.
Sorry, you were good. They were all good. Thank you a lot.
Yes, sir.